This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Just days after a bike advocate was killed by a car riding at Fairmount Park, hundreds of cyclists rode throughout Center City to keep the pressure on Mayor Sherelle Parker to maintain her promises of protected bike lanes. KYW's Nigel Thompson followed the riot from the Art Museum steps to City Hall.
When Hallie Fenton thinks of her dad, Harry, he was usually riding a bike.
According to my mother, my dad has been riding since his teens. As long as I have been alive, my dad came home every day from work for his lunch break and rode his bike.
He moved to Philly in retirement to be closer to his grandkids and got heavily involved with the cycling community, still riding his bike as much as he could. Harry died Tuesday biking in Fairmount Park, the victim of a hit and run. Police have yet to catch the driver, but do have a car.
The most principled, conviction-driven human I've ever met. He was honest to an absolute fault.
For the hundreds that came out Friday night, Harry's life was yet another senselessly lost to the lack of safety measures promised but yet to be implemented by the city. Primarily, advocates want concrete barriers put on bike lanes along Spruce and Pine Streets, where CHOP resident Barbara Freitas was killed by a drunk driver last July. David Talone is with Philly Bike Action, which organized the ride.
The mayor set aside $5 million in her budget to protect Spruce and Pine. However, plans have come out that they're only protecting about half of the lanes as a pilot program.
A city spokesperson told KYW News Radio the plan cited by advocates is an early pre-decisional recommendation made by staff to leadership and that no decisions have been made regarding improvements to Spruce and Pine Streets. In Center City, I'm Nigel Thompson, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.